I invite you to join with me in the reading of the Word. Our first reading will be from the book of the Psalms, Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Now let's turn together to the New Testament, and we're going to read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. This takes place during the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. We read from John 19. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the reading of the word of the Lord. Our journey through Lent here at Bethel Church has had us listening to the words that Jesus spoke from the cross, these last words of love. The first word that we heard on that first Sunday of Lent was, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And we learned that forgiveness is given to those who are undeserving. We came to understand that we are among the undeserving, yet also people who receive that beautiful word of forgiveness from Jesus. It became clear to us that we are also to be forgivers, that in imitation of Christ, as he has forgiven us, so ought we to forgive others. And we said together, we must strive to be people who need to be forgiven less than we currently do. The second Sunday of Lent had us hear Jesus say to the thief that was on the cross beside him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." And we learned about the powerful, radical, surprising, beautiful nature of grace, that it is ours as a gift from God, and that we come to God with all of our stories of brokenness, but by the grace of God, we come to be with Jesus. And the promise is that God's intention of blessing and beauty will be our future, and indeed that we should work to making that beautiful paradise start to break through even in the lives and in the places where we live. Now, those first two words were beautiful words. They were powerful, but they were also very theological. This word that we're talking about today, "Woman, here is your son, here is your mother," is not nearly as theological. It's more personal. It's familial. It's an intimate word from a son to his mother. As I was reading on this and reflecting on this word of love from the cross, a question that immediately popped into my mind was, where are Jesus' siblings? Scripture is clear that Jesus had brothers and sisters. In Mark 6, verse 3, where Jesus was preaching. He was in Nazareth. He was preaching in his hometown, in his the synagogue where he grew up. The local people said, "Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Could it be that Jesus' ministry caused a rift in his family? Remind you that in Mark chapter 3, there is this, that Jesus, and this is early in the ministry that he had undertaken, he entered a house and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. "Who are my mother and my brothers?" You get the feeling that dinner at Mary's house would have been a pretty tense affair. Now, we do know that later that there was a big change. Jesus' brother James became the leader of the Christian church in Jerusalem. And later, Jesus' brother Jude, also known as Judas, wrote the letter Jude that is now part of the New Testament. So maybe Jesus and his disciple, when he said, "Here is your mother and here is your son," those words were spoken because of a deep dysfunction that existed within the family. That's not the only possibility. It could also be that what happened here and the reason for these words needing to be spoken was because of geographical reality. We know Jesus is on the cross. Jesus is in the process of dying. And he looks down and he sees his mom. His brothers, they are Galileans. They are back at home doing their jobs, taking care of business in distant Galilee. So Jesus looks down and sees his mother and sees his disciple and says to the disciple, "John, take care of my mom for me. Treat her like she's your own mother so that she'll be safe and secure, maybe until my brothers arrive." Well, either way, what we hear in this are words of love. Jesus' deep affection and sense of responsibility to his mother. We should aspire to be imitators of Christ in this. That those whom God has put into our lives, who are close to us and dear to us, that we should love them. We should care for them. We should provide for them as far as it is in our power to do so. Often, it's easy. It's easy to love your parents. It's easy to love your children. It's easy to love your spouse. But sometimes, and for some of us, it is not easy at all. It's hard. Jesus taught us in Matthew, as part of the Sermon on the Mount. Actually, no, it's not. It's Matthew chapter 10. He said that one of the consequences of his coming to be with us, to be our Lord, was that A man will turn against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Sometimes it's hard. Hard to love, hard to provide, hard to care. Well, what do you do when things are hard, when those you love do not understand you, don't support you, they think less of you, they even work against you because you have made a commitment to Christ, because you've heard the voice of the Lord and hear in it truth and hope and life? What do you do when they stand against you? You love them. You seek to be a blessing for them. You turn the other cheek. You relentlessly, with great determination, love and bless as far and as much as you can. Well, the application of Jesus' last word of love applies to our families, but it also goes beyond our relationship with parents and siblings. We were reading earlier from the Gospel of Mark, and Jesus was teaching his family. He thought he was crazy. They came opposing him, wanting to end his ministry. And Jesus went on to say, "Who are my mother? And who are my brothers?" And he looked at those seated in a circle around him, and he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and my sister and my mother." Who is it that we are to care for? Who is it that we are to love, to seek the blessing of? Certainly family, but also those that are in our extended family, in the family of faith. Whoever hears the voice of God and does his will, that is the one that you should be caring for. And that is the one that you should be supporting, because that is your brother and your sister and your mother. But there's an application of this that is even beyond those that stand in the family of faith, those that worship the Lord with you, those that with you confess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And neighbors are consistently revealed in Scripture to be those that are even beyond that intimate circle of faith and family. Jesus said, "You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven." So Scripture teaches us that the deep application of Jesus' words is that there is no limit on those who should be the person of your love and concern. When Jesus said, "Here is your mother, here is your son," he was showing us the model and nature of our relationships, and giving us guidance on how we can live in imitation of him. We receive that word of love. We live that word of love. Let us give glory to the Lord of love, who lives and reigns forever. I invite you to pause in quiet and in meditation to reflect upon the Lord, who in his distress still spoke words of love.